All right. Hello, hello. Tyler Bryden here. I hope everything's going well for recording. It's an exciting time. Sometime over the last few days, very happy to see that to crossed 100 subscribers on this YouTube channel. Now at 106. Very exciting. Very exciting. And I just wanted to thank every person who has watched one of these videos, anyone who has liked, who has commented, who has subscribed. This has been a very experimental but intentional creation of content in a way that I've wanted to do for a long time and haven't really gotten around to doing. And for many reasons, the time and capacity and mental, a mental place to do it in, some of the courage to just put myself out there consistently, a process that allowed me to create on an ongoing basis while having some of the other parts of my life managed and making this feel feasible. And I think one of the biggest things has been actually putting content in this packaged in the way that I'm doing it and getting real feedback from people like you. And I've shared about this before, but some of the videos that I've done, I shared about some DALL-E stuff, and someone referred me to Midjourney, and then Midjourney sent me down this entire new path. And so my eyes are being opened by you who are watching these videos and commenting and engaging, and it means a lot to me. And I've been posting videos on LinkedIn, I've been posting videos on YouTube. Here I am really trying to bring this all to YouTube. There's lots of things happening in sort of video content creation and, you know, TikTok and all this stuff. But I really do believe in the power of YouTube. I believe in the power of search, of finding it, of the recommendation engine that they have, which I'm now starting to see some performance in for some of these videos that I'm creating, which is really cool. And just overall, I'm grateful. 100 subscribers may feel like, you know, a very small number, but to me it's not. It's 100 people, and almost all of those have come in the last, you know, 90 or so days since I've been creating this content. So I do feel like I'm, you know, at least getting close to doing something right. There's a lot of things I'm doing wrong, it's a signal for me to continue. It's a signal for me to keep up the motivation, keep up the inspiration. And I've took attempts at this, like at stuff like this before, and haven't necessarily been able to play it out the way that I want. So I hope that I can continue with this. There's still lots of things to think about, but overall, very exciting and grateful for these 100 subscribers, 106 of you now. And just a couple, notes on why I think this has happened. Maybe some lessons for myself. And then, you know, if you are creating or thinking about creating, that may be helpful, in your journey. And I probably shouldn't be giving advice yet at 100 subscribers, but, as you can see here, one of the things that I've spent a lot more time on is the actual thumbnail creation, on these videos. Generally it is just a picture of myself, but what I've actually strived to now do is see if I can flip in, a picture of, the person or the theme or the trend or the topic there. So I haven't been that good at that, but I think I got one of Yonsei here. And that really does pale into comparison to some of the other videos that I've done, which I definitely understand. Like, I didn't see the value in it, but now as I'm looking at these thumbnails, they do seem much more clickable. They give me an understanding of what the video is. I guess there's a picture of me, which I look okay, at least I'm like a nice person, I guess. And it looks relatively clean and I think just professional. So maybe people think I'm taking it a little bit more seriously compared to some of the other videos, which were just clips, which, you know, some of them have funny thumbnails, but not necessarily that insightful or adding that much context. And if you look at it from a context or from like a popular upload standpoint, almost all of them are most recent and almost all of them have that thumbnail as part of it. So I always heard this as an advice or insight, and I just was like, yeah, come on, really? And now I think most people who are creating on YouTube now see the value of this and are doing this. And so it also is just to make sure that you're looking at, you're performing at the quality of other people who are creating on the platform. So that's one insight that has come to me a lot. The other piece has been to really focus down on one topic. And I have videos, if I go, I don't even know how I would get back to them, way back here, which are basically a bunch of topics sort of grouped together. So here, for example, 17, where I got glasses on, looking like a hippie. Well, I forgot I had this hair. Basically, you could see large language model release, tech stack, TO event, and then Psychedelic Diaries podcast. So cool, great, you know, talking about lots of different topics and stuff. But what is YouTube going to rank? You know, these, how are they going to rank this video? Am I talking about Meta? Am I talking about Techstars? Am I talking about the podcast? Which one is it? And what I found in videos like this, where there was three topics and then it sent someone to it, maybe just as a test, they were maybe interested, say they were interested in the Tech Stack Toronto event. They would not get to that event until 2/3 through the video. And then after, only a small part of that is relevant to them. And so generally what I was seeing was an average percentage duration of the video be much lower. People leaving the video very quickly because it wasn't right at the start, the topic that they were talking about, or it was only a small snippet. So after that was fulfilled, if I even did a good enough job fulfilling it, then they would then leave after that because the rest of the video was not valuable to them. So at some point here, I think I started to switch to just a single topic per video, and I can see, you can start to see sort of some of the transitions in the video titles here. It looks like I hadn't maybe done that exactly. And in general, I mean, they're starting to get, some of them started to get a little bit better performance here, but overall, the ones with one topic seem to get promoted more by YouTube. They get searched more. For example, how to get access to DALL-E image generation. I was lucky that this sort of was a very popular time for this, and I did a nice optimization of the title here. So it started to drive the traffic, and then benefited from that. And I've now had a couple, you know, other versions of that Bloom open access. So a lot of stuff, which is surprisingly interesting, is around, I think a couple things that have trended for me are topics around Burning Man, which I felt conflict about even creating videos around. This is only my second time going. And then a lot more around sort of DALL-E and OpenAI and image generation, you know, some things more in that vein, which are starting to get a little bit of traction, as well as a couple ones around Y Combinator, which were, interestingly, this one has been one of my quickest performing videos, actually, is I've gotten attacked because it was low volume. Okay, attack is not the word. I got feedback that it sounds like I'm whispering, and I think that's another piece of my journey that I'm on here, is how can I make this better quality? I'm still only using like the Logitech HD 1080p webcam, which is a great webcam, and I've got nice lighting here, so I think it's pretty good, but it's not, I do have a nice, I think you can even see it in the back, I can, camera, and that would instantly boost up the video quality right away, and I think that would make it you know, much better. Generally, I've been bouncing around with sound as well too, sometimes too low, sometimes too high and peaking. I find too high and peaking is much more frustrating than too low, especially if it's not, if, as long as it's low, but it's, you know, you can turn the volume up a little bit, maybe it's not the same loudness as other videos, but you can still hear everything. That's better than psh, that comes with peaking. So that's another thing that I'm working on, is that, so video quality, audio quality, you know, how can I be more organized with videos beforehand. So sometimes I feel like I have basically what I do, a couple bullet points, you know, just so you can see here, definitely not no magic behind this, but just what you can see on my Google Doc here is sort of how I sort of put it together. So thank you. And then I have a couple points, and I know that I want to touch on these points throughout the video, but that's still a lot of looseness. And I actually, obviously, I enjoy some of that because it allows me to then have new connections in my brain as I'm speaking and go down paths, but it can also make maybe the content not as tight, not as focused as you would like. And especially if it's more insightful things, maybe I'm doing a little bit too much talking around different topics and stuff. I'm not exactly sure. I would love any feedback if you are watching this and have, you know, how could I better structure this content, or am I talking too much? Am I giving my own too much of my personal opinion, et cetera, et cetera. I'm also asking, you know, I'm doing it sometimes, but almost feeling like a sort of a shell version of myself. And this is where this, you know, creating on YouTube has really allowed me to try to break out of this, which is like, who am I? Then who are these layers where I'm trying to be this person on this camera right now talking to you, you know, trying to almost keep this level of professionalism, but then wanting to actually be the fullest version of myself, and almost this constant battle between those two. And I'm getting, I think, better and better at that, but it's still something that I'm working on a lot, And I hope that I can become more of myself, inject more humor into these videos and find these areas where, although maybe it's insightful or informative, or at least a topic that you care about, having a little bit more of who I am present and not almost having this shield. And I think you are getting a very full version of myself. If you can, I can hear myself talking right now. But I think there's other layers to peel back. And that's why I am so excited about this. I appreciate that people are actually subscribing and commenting and stuff. It means truly a lot to me because I feel in some ways validated or understood or connected with because I am sort of pushing that as much as I possibly can, and I hope to do more. And I've done silly things where I've pushed myself very hard, where I've, you know, made that Dally rap song concept and things that in the past I've been so embarrassed about. Whereas now I'm looking at it more as a playground and experiment. If something works, it works. If something doesn't, it doesn't. And at least I've tried and put it out there. And from a couple other, I think, points that I'm looking at is like, what am I actually trying to achieve? I don't know if you ask that question of like, why am I doing this? I feel like a creator. Obviously, I'm not that good at editing. I mean, okay at editing videos, but I just don't have the time capacity with everything else I do with Speak AI and any consulting work I do and all this stuff. And maybe that's not an excuse. Maybe I need to push harder, but I'm trying to find this balance between quality content. Sorry, a train going by. Quality content, the creation, the inspiration and motivation. And yeah, just like also just, yeah, like wanting to continue this. And sometimes if I get too dragged down in that, I felt that with the Dally concept video, as I tried to execute on that, I was like, this is too much that I'm not even enjoying this anymore. And then that will be reflected in the final output. So I'm trying to actually work through all of that too. I think in the end, like most people who want to create, the idea here is at some point that you can create a sustainable living off this creation. And I'm definitely not there yet. I'm trying to figure out exactly what that looks like, but one of the paths that I'm moving towards is the monetization on YouTube, which I'll pull up, which I am at 106 subscribers, so I need to get 1,000, and then I need to get 4,000 required public watch hours. So, you know, I'm pretty far away. Actually, basically 10 times. I needed 10 times what I'm doing right now to achieve this. And then it's not even like you'll make much money, but at least you have some stuff that is going on. So that is one goal. And I hope that doesn't seem like a superficial goal. That's just like almost like a baseline that I want to get to. I don't have the exact timeline. It would be really cool by the end of the year to be able to hit this. Although, you know, Burning Man and a couple other things could maybe put a kink in that. So I'm also working on ways like, how can I continue creation when I'm in these places? So I think I might, for example, record a video each day at Burning Man and then post them after. So it will be a dump after. So that's something that I'm working on a little bit there. The other way that I've been doing this is through Google AdSense, which is my first real playing around with this. So I've put this on Tyler Bryden, my website. Probably going to see some ads here. I don't like how these ads are getting laid out. So I got to work on this. Like, it's like, all right, this is what I want my site experience to be like. I'm not that happy with that. But it is, something that I'm trying to sort of passively generate revenue through some of the content that I'm generating. You can see in the last 28 days, I think I added it in the last 28 days that made $4.61. So that is better than zero and is, you know, really sort of exciting to me that even at a low level, there is possible for some sort of monetization and growth. And I know people are doing, you know, Patreon and things like that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have too much of an opinion on that. And truthfully, you know, it would be more interesting to hear from you what you think would be the best path. And I think, you know me, 106 people, I love you very much, but you probably don't have too much of probably don't have too much sway to like drive, you know. I mean, I can make recommendations and I think I'm trustworthy in that, but generally I don't have too many options for that at the current spot. So I'm just going to continue creating, continue building, and trying to create the best content I can as I continue to grow the audience. And hopefully that works in the end. Of course, there is the software Speak AI, which I've spent many years now building and absolutely love. And we're continuing to do some really interesting stuff in here. I'm actually going to, I plan to be creating some videos directly in on the Speak AI YouTube channel. So if I pull that up, that just says links and resources here. Where basically what I think what I'm trying to do here is to try to take like a popular trend, somewhat of what I'm doing here, but actually saying scraping Twitter, maybe scraping YouTube comments, and then running the analysis through Speak, and sort of like walking through the discovery process and the exploration. And then that's going to be, you know, insightful and fun and interesting. I already did one today around, what was I looking at today? I was looking at Inflation Reduction Act, and there was already some interesting things about that, even if it's like who's tweeting most, but then also insights and topics and themes and sentiment that's coming around that. So I think I'll be creating some more videos there, and I would always love support of Speak. And so I really am not trying to wedge this into the same thing. I'm just... And I'm sort of splitting these up as best I can, repeating the process that I'm doing here for some of the Speak creation, because I've seen the value in it. I've seen the impact on the Google Search Engine Console. I know that this is valuable. I've been pushing this to, you know, the website post, and then that goes to an RSS feed, which goes on, you know, see, I don't know. I don't like these ads though. I feel bad for anyone who's visiting my site. And then, you know, the links. Yeah. So Q4 going hard at people here. I guess they're going hard at me. I'm seeing this because these are the pieces, but then this is helping me rank on search engines, pushing to the podcast, all that good stuff. So there is some really, you know, there's some traction there that I'm seeing that are worthwhile. And I hope to continue that. Just a little screen share of where we are at. So almost 10,000 views this year, which is awesome. Almost 400 hours, and then plus 97 subscribers. So, you know, I was at, well, maybe I lost some subscribers. Maybe people didn't, like, maybe I was creating too many videos here. But you can see if I go subscribers, yeah, so not many. And then when it started to post, it's really had a spike recently. So that's been very exciting to me. And then now seeing some of the videos start to get promoted more. I'm still trying to go, like, I think in the last, I've seen here, is that the average view duration, I look at the numbers, but overall the percentage I think is a better, I don't know if it's better, but it's a metric I'm looking at. I think that part's been really good. And if I maybe go the last 7 days, you can start to see still a little bit of differentiation, but a higher overall average view duration over time. So learning lots, if I go back to 2022, you know, learning just lots in general. And then spending some time there, which I think I've got my little dashboard here, which is starting to show me where videos are going. It's nice that YouTube gives you these new achievements. I did receive my first copyright claim from Beyonce. I played my dancing in a 5-second snippet on Spotify, which I don't understand fully, because I watch these Turning the Tables videos and they play snippets all the time. So I don't know how they work through that. But anyways, I'm not in trouble, just that. And then people watching more of the videos overall. So that was a lot. I know I'm at 18 minutes here, and this is a thank you video for 100. So where else, you know, how can you spend this much time, Tyler? I ask myself the same questions. I like talking. I had a headache earlier today, and I've come back from the dead to appear on this video. I'll wrap up here. I think there's a lot more that I can do. There's a lot more that I can learn, but I'm just really excited overall that there is some growth here. There seems to be some reception to the content, or at least people who share the same interest with me. That enough is exciting. I've had people reach out to me because they've seen the content. I've had people, you know, just share that they're impressed by the consistency. All these things are just tiny, tiny little beep that make me feel grateful and happy and excited. So thank you. It really does mean a lot. It doesn't matter at what scale, just the fact that someone out there likes what you're doing or just engages at least, it's a really great thing. So, this is my video just to say, thank you for 100 subscribers. Obviously, I'm figuring out a lot of things along the way here. I hope to hope to make better content. One of the things that I've felt is that with speak, software is very hard to build. And sometimes the concepts or the themes or the things you're thinking about, it can't match the speed of the software you're developing, especially with a small team. And so this has become a little bit of a playground to iterate and learn and share and get feedback and understand, like, what should I be focusing on? What should I be working on? Or what are people really interested in? Or what opportunities are available out there? Or what signals, like that Y Combinator video, are showing where maybe the economy and market is heading? And then maybe that's an insight for you to think of as well, too. So there's a lot of different goals and things that I'm sort of working through here. I will continue to improve. I will get better at this. And for anyone who's watching me at this stage, thank you so much. This has been Tyler Bryden talking about 100 subscribers, giving advice when I probably shouldn't be, but grateful to at least try to. Hope to see you on future videos. And as always, like, comment, help me with those algorithms. It really makes a difference. I'm seeing it already. And you know, it's a very fun time to be doing this. So have a great rest of your day. Look forward to reconnecting soon. Bye-bye.